Hello, I'm Senior Director of News, Kate Evans Correa, and here is a roundup of the news, tips, and other resources you'll find this week on SearchSMB.com. Laptops get ripped off all the time. Just ask officials from the Chicago Public Schools District. Earlier this month, CPS reported that two of the district's laptops, which contain the names and social security numbers of about 40,000 current and former employees, were stolen from one of its downtown administrative offices. The school district is ready to pony up a $10,000 reward for information leading to an arrest or the recovery of the computers. It's almost epidemic, reports Search SMB news writer Seamus McGillicuddy. The average business loses about 5% of its laptop inventory to theft. Top law enforcement agencies aren't even immune. The FBI reportedly experiences 3 to 4 laptop thefts a month. Even more alarming, from 2005 to 2006, there was an 81% increase in the number of companies reporting stolen laptops containing sensitive information, according to Ponemon Institute, a research think tank dedicated to advancing privacy and data protection practices. But it's very likely that your laptop has a tracking device. And if it's activated, there are companies that can track your stolen laptop and get it back. It's like a LoJack for your laptop. Laptop tracking technology is often a given in large companies because it's sold as a feature by manufacturers. Smaller companies are less aware of the tracing technology because they purchase products through resellers that are less likely to play up the feature as a selling point, experts say. Khalid Kark, a senior analyst at Cambridge, Mass-based Forrester Research, said cost pressures also inhibit smaller companies from investing in security products for laptops. A year and a half ago, Todd Rosner noticed a surge in laptop theft within his organization. Rosner is the director of IT at Medico, a small multimedia and audiovisual production company in Burn Bay, British Columbia. About 75% of his company's 60 full-time employees have laptops. The thefts were just ongoing all of a sudden, Rosner says. We had to stop the hemorrhaging. There was a laptop stolen right from under our noses at our warehouse. Rosner said he has recovered about 5 stolen laptops since he activated the tracking technology. But analyst Kark said no one technology can totally secure a company's laptops. A total solution requires technologies from several vendors. Companies need to encrypt their data too. Data deletion isn't enough. Yes, the technologies are there that can help you do pieces of this problem, Kark says. But the problem is not really data encryption. The problem is the people, especially senior executives. To address that, you need a combination of technology and awareness, a process that works together to look at this issue, he adds. Months of speculation about whether Google would add a PowerPoint competitor to its suite of free web-based applications ended last week when Google Chairman and CEO Eric Schmidt announced a new business presentation feature called Presently. Speaking at the Web 2.0 Expo in San Francisco, Schmidt continued to insist Google's apps isn't aiming to take on Microsoft Office. "We don't think it's a competitor to Microsoft Office," Schmidt reportedly said. "It's casual and sharing and a better fit to how people use the web. My guess is many companies in the audience are building products like this or other variants of this using the emerging architecture." Still, it's obvious that the addition of Presently means Google Apps now mirrors Microsoft Office when it comes to functionality. For decision makers at small and medium-sized businesses, the new Google App feature is another reason to test the free web-based product, even if they keep Microsoft Office close by. "I expect over time we'll use more of the Google Apps products, but at this stage, they're not robust enough," says Jason Winship, managing principal of Sea Change Management, a small San Francisco-based venture capital firm. Winship's company is among the SMBs that use both the Google and the Microsoft suites. Though Google Apps is free and available for download on the web, Google does make a premium version available for purchase. For $50 per user, Google's Premier Edition offers more email storage, 24/7 phone support, a service level agreement, and user provisioning and management. Jeff Kaplan, the managing director of consultancy Think Strategies in Wellesley, Mass., says Presently should draw business users in companies of all sizes. But, he adds, Office isn't likely to be abandoned so quickly. Software security vendor Symantec Corp recently announced its foray into the Software as a Service, or SaaS, market, the latest in a long line of vendors to enter the rapidly growing market. SaaS lets companies subscribe to software through a web portal rather than buy it through traditional means. Such an approach can save thousands of dollars on licensing fees, thus the basis of its appeal to small and medium-sized businesses and the vendors who want their business. The Cupertino, California-based vendor will launch the Symantec Protection Network this summer as a portal for a suite of software products. The first will be an online backup service. Other products are expected to arrive later and will include security and archiving solutions. Shin said this product is aimed directly at SMBs. His company hopes to reach customers who have no real backup or disaster recovery plans. SMBs don't have the resources to deal with this problem, he says. They tend to have minimal disaster recovery solutions, if not none at all. John Webster, the principal IT advisor at Illuminata Incorporated in Nashua, New Hampshire, says this new portal could appeal to larger organizations with remote branch offices as well, but the initial thrust of this is the SMB market space. Jeff Kaplan, the managing director of consultancy Think Strategies in Wellesley, Mass., said Symantec's announcements indicate demand for SaaS products is growing. The SaaS market is filled with startups because major vendors have found entry into the market challenging. The first challenge is converting packaged applications that traditionally reside in on-premise environments into fully robust applications that leverage the web, Kaplan says. This involves re-architecting the software. The second is the financial challenge, Kaplan says. Many vendors are troubled by switching from an approach where customers pay large upfront license fees to one where customers subscribe to a product and pay as they go. This means less cash upfront. Kaplan adds that major vendors also face a cultural challenge with SaaS. Traditional application salespeople are used to selling million-dollar deals and living off that big commission. SaaS is a high transaction but low price point business, he says. The server room is a service provider. Anything that disrupts or has the potential to disrupt the services fulfilled by the server room is a vulnerability that must be addressed promptly. It is critical to periodically conduct an audit to identify risks that affect the physical security, practices, and continuity of the server room. A new research note from InfoTech Research Group will help you gain a better understanding of how to conduct a server room audit and includes a guide to understanding a list of common server room threats, a list of key server room areas that must be audited, and how to determine the appearance of a server room's ideal security state. Read this research note, How to Audit Server Room Security, on Search SMB, and get tips on how to strengthen security and increase reliability for this all-important asset. All these articles, tips, and other resources are available this week on searchsmb.com. I'm Kate Evans-Correa. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.